I'm using PowerPoint as well, sorry folks, but you know, I was actually going to, I chickened out, I was going to do one on using PowerPoint or how not to use PowerPoint, but then opened up PowerPoint 2007 and I had no idea where things were. So that was thrown out on Monday, so I've gone back to this charity event for teamworking and citizenship. So trying to get some of these CFE and core skill things into something exciting that you can do with your pupils or students. You know, our lack of use of IT in some departments has led our college to be known as Land of the Dead. So that inspired our charity event that we did last year. Actually, no, that's a lie. It was inspired by Carnegie Mellon University. In Pittsburgh, they filmed the film Dawn of the Dead, I think it was, in the mall, the shopping mall there. So this gave us an idea for a charity event where we could have a zombie walk. And we like dressing up at college most of the time, and always at Halloween, you know, you can turn up to a class and be caught by Frankenfurter or Dracula or whoever, and we encourage our students to do that, you know, dress up at Halloween as well. So that kind of inspired our event. So I'm just kind of going to give you some tips and things on what you could perhaps do. Firstly, choosing a charity or an event type is terribly important. It's a good discussion point in class, and you can get your students and your pupils to kind of discuss this at great length as to what charity they're going to sponsor and what type of event they're going to do. So there's a lot of planning and things involved in that. A good tip is contact the charity in advance, because they're very good at giving you advice. They have, you know, lots of ideas and know what things work. And they can also provide you with things like sponsorship forms. You don't have to design your own. They can produce very good ones and give you collection buckets and things like the ones here. The kind of events, obviously, that you can do are things like sales, perhaps a jumble sale or sale of books or whatever, some kind of sponsored event. We chose to do a collection because we were all going to be dressed up, and we thought what we'd like to do is walk through a local shopping mall, recreating that scene from Dawn of the Dead, you know, scare a few people along the way. And it was pretty good fun, and just really got into it. You should always call the police and let them know you're going to be doing this in advance. You know, I mean, there's strange people wandering around this local shopping mall. We did the event through the college, so we picked, you know, a good time when everybody's going to be in the canteen, and we raised a lot of money through there, just jingling our collection boxes. And then we arranged at the local shopping centre. We have good links with to go along there. And we did call the police in advance, just in case anybody had a heart attack, you know, health and safety and all that kind of thing. It's always good to do that. We also did a bit of a publicity campaign, so we used the usual places, Twitter and Facebook, to tell people about what we were going to be doing, and also just to encourage people to come along. And we actually found we got some real, just random people turned up. You know, people that weren't anything associated with the college, that just turned up and took part. We did a face painting session, so, you know, if you didn't have an outfit, you could come along and get your face painted up. And we also contacted the local press, who came along. This is us posing for a photograph in the local press, and did a lot of publicity around it. Most of this was run by the staff last year. However, this year it's the students' turn. They're going to be organising it. So they're doing things like poster design, using some of the photographs that we took from last year. They'll be blogging about it. They'll be putting stuff out on Twitter and contacting the press. It's really good for team working, so we've got people there. Didn't realise there'd be kids in the audience. Actually, I had one little kid. I was collecting money from this lady in the shopping centre, and she had a little kid, and he looked a bit agitated and stuff, and I said, "Oh, I'm really sorry if we've scared your kid." She says, "Oh, no, he wants to come with you." So, there you go. They recruited somebody for college, you know. team working. So, doing the outfits and all the preparation that's going into the publicity and things. It was great, and organising the transport. So some students decided to go in the number 19 bus and terrify some of the, you can see some of the faces in the background here, and, you know, wondering what the hell's going on. I'm sending my kid to that Carnegie College. Lots of additional benefits. It's a good advertising for yourself, especially if you're a college and you're looking to attract people perhaps from local schools. It just so happens that this year it's going to fall in the 5 school holidays. So we're hoping that there's going to be lots of kids hanging around the shopping mall at that time, so we can do a bit of advertising. We did a lot of photography at the events. We got some of our photography students involved and video students as well, and we're going to reuse all that material in this year's publicity. And then finally, I'll show you the video. You may hear the sound, you may not. It's about 2 minutes long, so. £300 for charity for that event, so it was quite a success. We've got something to aim for this year as well. And last thing I want to say is, if you are going to do this kind of thing, celebrities, that's the thing, get somebody a celebrity. See, we had Alan G there, and this year actually we're going to have a celebrity theme, so what we're going to have is some celebrity zombies walking around town this year, so look out for it, please give generously. Thank you.